Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 79, on Monday, June 22nd. This week, we start a new topic, looking at the Serenity Prayer. We'll look at its origins and also the practicality of how it can help us to navigate internal and external circumstances with God. Getting the serenity to know what cannot be changed, the courage to be able to change what should change, and the wisdom to be able to know the difference between the two. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and I am glad to be with you. Glad to start another week together. I hope that you are doing well. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. You know, the Bay Area, a lot of things began to open up a little bit more. And I know for me, I was able to get my hair cut for the first time since like February by an actual barber, not by me. And so that was a really good thing that I'm sure, I know I was glad to see him, and he was probably a little terrified at what I had done to my hair, but he cleaned it up for me. So anyway, I hope that you had a good weekend. You know, all this kind of reopening or things kind of loosening in some level, those restrictions, you know, got me thinking about how we're in this moment of transition as a culture, right? That we are coming out of, or at least hopefully coming out at some level of this pandemic, but also this conversation around race that has just boiled over to the surface again, that we have, unfortunately, all too commonly. Has brought this sense that I really feel that there is a moment that's happening, that we are at this transition phase. And I know for me, I have been doing a lot of listening lately, a lot of trying to learn, a lot of reading, a lot of consuming, just trying to understand my place in all of this, and how to best continue to be faithful to the way of Jesus in this, which is trying. And, you know, as I was thinking through this and processing it, you know, there are so many moments in Scripture where the people of God are having to stand counter to the culture and to step up and defend the oppressed, defend those who have been pushed down and marginalized by society. And so there is this rich tradition where we stand up for those who are hurting. And so, you know, I really began to just process, yeah, what is the role of the church going forward? And one of the things I thought we would do this week is we would actually look at a really famous prayer by an American theologian named Reinhold Niebuhr. And the prayer has actually been used, called the Serenity Prayer. And it's been used by AA groups across the country and in that tradition for years and years. But it actually originated in a really interesting way. And so, you know, Niebuhr was this fascinating theologian who came in, you know, he was a 20th century theologian, and really looked at the concept, or was most famous for this concept, of Christian realism. And I mean, in short, I'm not doing it justice, but in short, Christian realism is this idea that there's this deep, deep reality of the brokenness of the world, that sin is a really real thing that happens not only individually, but also systemically. And so he really held to this, but also held to the idea that the church is to act in that, to have some role in denouncing that, to speaking against those sorts of things. And so Niebuhr has this real interesting perspective, and came out of you know, his work around the in the 40s and the late 30s, and a lot of his prominence grew during World War II. And so the Serenity Prayer actually comes out of that. And I actually want to just kind of summarize a little bit of it. His daughter wrote a book shortly, I can't remember when it was published, but that was talking about the origins of this Serenity Prayer. And here's just kind of a little bit of the backstory of where it came from. But in May of 1943, Niebuhr had finished teaching classes at Union Theological Seminary and then began this kind of two-month stint of lecturing in England and Scotland. And by May 12th, 1943, the German Axis forces in North Africa surrendered, and just 4 days later, German troops crushed the last resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising that ended up resulting in the killing of thousands of Jews. And soon after, Niebuhr returned to his family in Massachusetts, and Allied troops landed in Sicily on July 10th. I know I'm throwing a lot of dates at you, but I think it's important to see how quickly these events were transpiring. And on July 24th, the Allies began bombing the German city of Hamburg. But by July 25th, Mussolini was overthrown. The new Italian government began peace talks. But somewhere in the midst of all of those kind of earth-shaking events, the world in just such turmoil, Niebuhr preached a sermon at the small church named Heath Union Church. And it was during that sermon that he uttered the words of the Serenity Prayer, which are this: God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. And I think it's so interesting to consider the moment in which these words rose to the surface, because I'm not in any way equating our current moment to World War II, but yet this prayer arises out of this moment of just cultural turmoil, where the world seemed flipped upside down. And here you get this theologian who's wondering, what is our role in this? How do we approach this world that's been just ripped apart, that's been torn upside down? And he knows and accepts this belief that the church must do something, and yet recognizes that it can be an overwhelming thing to step into these moments. And as I have considered what is my role in this current moment in this discussion around race and the pandemic and all of the stress and anxiousness and really a world that is, in such turmoil, I was reminded of this prayer. And I think it's this beautiful look at how do we navigate this? Because, you know, one of the other scriptures that have just come to mind so frequently lately and is all over social media is, you know, the words of Micah the prophet, who said, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? And it reminds me, because when we get to these kind of moments, there's this subtle simplicity of what we do, right? Act justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. And in some ways, I see those three qualities, the acting justly, the loving mercy, and the walking humbly, and a little bit of the same themes that pop from Niebuhr's Serenity Prayer, right? It's this idea that give me the serenity to accept the things that cannot be changed. Let me walk humbly, the courage to change the things that can, to act justly. And then also, though, this idea that we need to have the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other, which is to show one another mercy. And so what we're going to do this week is we're going to take each of those three themes from the Serenity Prayer, the idea of serenity and of courage and of wisdom, and we're just going to spend a few days meditating on what those would look like for us in this particular moment. So what I want to invite you to do now is to settle into the space you're in. And I want to just walk through this Serenity Prayer, looking particularly at what maybe the Holy Spirit is inviting you into in this time. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Slow down your heart and slow down your mind. And listen to these words from a follower of Jesus who's gone before us. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. In some ways, this ability to accept the things that cannot be changed is an acceptance of our own limitations. Where is it that you find yourself needing to lean into a trust that we can't change everything? There are realities about the pandemic, realities about the economic fallout that we cannot change. And so we pray for the grace and the serenity to accept those things. Spend a moment with the Holy Spirit, asking for that grace and that serenity. But at the same time that we accept our limitations, we also must have the courage to change the things that should be changed. To accept our limitations is not to drop into apathy, but it is to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the things that are within our control, the things we need to challenge, the things we need to confront. Whether it's the racism of our own heart, the pain and suffering of others, the things within us that we would rather not discuss because we know that they are falling short of what God would ask us to do. So may we ask the Spirit for that courage to change the things that should be changed, to change the things that are within our power that we have failed to act. So spend a moment asking the Holy Spirit for that courage, maybe to highlight the things that He would invite you to change and to seek out. Then we recognize that this balance between accepting limitations and also acting with courage is difficult. It's hard. And so we ask for the wisdom to distinguish the one thing from the other. Ask for the wisdom to know where we lean into God and where we act, where we lean on His power and where He has empowered us. So spend a moment asking for wisdom. Wisdom in how we understand our role in a world that is in turmoil. Wisdom to understand the ways that we've been called to embody the way of Jesus here and now. Ask the Holy Spirit for that wisdom now. Let me close by just reading that prayer one more time. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things that should be changed. And the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.